Johnson's Swedish restaurant and
boutique.
Boutique, that's right. The mystery word.
Yeah, the mystery word.
Yeah, I love it. So here we are, and you're Lars, and Al is your dad.
Indeed. Yeah, thanks for coming, Tom. Yeah, it's in the off season in Door County. It's a beautiful time to be in Door County. And my dad was indeed Al Johnson.
What I love about the South and the West, they assume that people in Wisconsin and Michigan and Minnesota just shut down and sit by the fire all winter waiting for it to warm up. But life very much goes on in a dynamic way. And here we are in Door County. Tell us about life in the middle of the winter, January.
Living in Door County, first and foremost, you know, the Scandinavian heritage is alive and well in Wisconsin and certainly in Door County. During the off-season months, it's really a chance to reflect and get back with Mother Nature and really enjoy the outdoors. Even though you can have a little bit of harsh winter, Door County doesn't have really harsh winters. We're the thumb of the peninsula and we're protected by the water. So when it's cold in Madison, Iowa, Rochester, it's not nearly as cold in Door County, even though we're further north.
But you guys definitely go with the seasons, and you're out on the ice or you're snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, right?
Winter activities are an important part of life in Door County, and Mother Nature this year hasn't delivered a great deal of snow, but we have a lot of winter left. February and March can be big snow months here in Door County, and outdoor activities is part of the joys of living here.
Really fascinating coming to your restaurant, your family restaurant. Second generation, right?
Yes, indeed, yes. This will stay in our family for generation after generation after generation.
You have 100 employees during the summer, and here it is, the dead of winter, or not even the dead, but the life of winter, and you've got 60 employees. That's pretty incredible. So it really is a community restaurant.
Yeah, it is a community restaurant, and many of our employees have been with us for 30-plus years, believe it or not. It's not unusual to get employed with us at the age of 14 or 15 and stay with us all the way through high school, college years, grad school, etc., and then off into the real world for a lot of our employees, and they realize that Door County can indeed be a special place and is a special place, and so many have come back to work after their schooling. It's a great way to raise money for school, and it's a great way to be social and understand what goes on in the real world.
And it has the sense that this is a place where the animal clubs would meet, the elks and the lions and whatnot. Is that true?
Yeah, indeed. You know, I mean, we got a lot of civic groups in Northern Door, Lions Club, Kiwanis Club, American Legion, just to name a few, the Rotary. They're here during the off-season. We see them usually in for breakfast early in the morning, groups of 10s, groups of 15s, groups of 20. It's not unusual for them to hold their monthly meetings here, indeed.
And so this really is the community center where people socializing, probably one of the only places where some of the people local see each other.
Well, I always said that restaurants are important to communities because it gives an opportunity for people to get out and about and socialize. You know, I travel the Midwest quite a bit. I love to stop into family restaurants as I'm traveling because you can really meet a lot of interesting people as you're traveling the United States stopping at family restaurants.
One time a friend of mine and I were traveling cross country. We made a vow that you could only stop at a restaurant that had a giant eat sign out front.
Yeah, that's funny. That would indeed be a way to approach it. And of course, I'm a big fan of truck stops too, because I think they actually do have some quality food and great service and just real interesting people, real characters. And that's part of what Door County is. There's a lot of characters in Door County and a lot of characters in small towns throughout the Midwest. But, you know, characters are a part of getting out and socialize, and they've got a lot of history to tell, so it's important to sit down and listen to that.
Let's dovetail for a moment before we go about the ethnicity of Door County and its roots. Norwegian and Swedish is big stuff, and it's palpable here in your restaurant.
Yeah, it really is. You know, the Scandinavians settled in Door County because it reminded them of Scandinavia. And even on Washington Island is the oldest Icelandic community in the United States. And so it really is probably the most authentic Scandinavian community in the United States. One of the things we wanted to do is we wanted to bring some of that Scandinavian flavor to Door County, and we were fortunate enough to bring a building over from Norway, several buildings, and you're sitting in that building today. It's got a grass roof, log building, Norwegian yellow pine. It really is almost like being right in Scandinavia.
When they built it, pre-built it, in Scandinavia numbered every single log and then took it apart and shipped it, and then you guys Lincoln logged it here, right?
Yeah, that's right. You've got it. Many of us grew up with Lincoln logs and passed that on generation to generation, so that's exactly what happened. We contracted with a small Norwegian firm. We were able to work with the local architects here in Door County, and then we were able to put the walls up and numbered them individually, then disassembled the building in Norway, shipped it to the East Coast, and then by truck it came to Door County, and then we assembled it right on this site.
It must have been great local entertainment when you were reconstructing the building here.
It was 1973 when that happened. I was just a boy, but I do remember people coming from all over the Midwest just to take pictures. And it was a huge gamble on the part of my parents, but they wanted to make it authentic. It is definitely authentic.
Speaking of authenticity, your roof, you have a traditional sod roof, and you have a special mowing service to keep it under control.
Yeah, we're probably one of the first green roof buildings in the United States prior to green roofs becoming popular. If you think about it, prior to having traditional shingle roofs in the heartland of the United States, Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa farmers, they all had sod roofs. And that was well before, you know, then things went to traditional roofing. You can get about 40 years out of a sod roof.
Let's talk about mowing and maintenance.
Well, we are the place that everybody refers to as the place with the goats on the roof. We have live goats grazing on our rooftop during the months of May through November, and they're there every day from 8 a.m. till approximately 7 p.m. Weather permitting, they're never there if it's too warm or if it's raining. They're spoiled goats, and we certainly think we treat our goats better than most people treat humans, which the goats love to go every morning, and they enjoyed their pasture up in the sky.
Very cool. Well, I'm going to come back in the summertime and see your goats. If somebody wanted to come and have a true taste of Scandinavia, lingonberries and cloudberries and Swedish pancakes, this is the place, isn't it?
It is indeed the place. You can find us on the web at aljohnsons.com, and please come to Door County, and when you're in Door County, stop in at Al Johnson's Swedish Restaurant.
Lars Johnson, thanks for sharing.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Door County, Wisconsin.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.